Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hey, welcome here, beautiful. I am doing laundry and drinking coffee, so if you hear me, you know, moving around, that is why. So, I posted a YouTube video on my channel. It is called, I believe it's Haley Lindberg Love and Ponder. That's going to be the new podcast name, blog name, all of that. And this is just going to be, this is a very quick episode, and it's just to go along with, you know, I'm trying to keep all my content kind of similar. My Instagram and Facebook post has nothing to do with this, but that's fine. But I am trying to be cohesive, to be consistent. So I have a video. It is called Three Tips to, ease you into apologetics, or making apologetics easier, something like that. Anyway, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, it'll be in my stories. So it's like a 10-minute YouTube video. It's super quick. So with that being said, making apologetics something that is not intimidating and actually applicable to our life, is something that I am very passionate about. And so I have two books that I think are really, really helpful. One is Mama Bear Apologetics, and two is Tactics, because I just think it helps you learn how to talk to people without being weird. But what, for me, the whole purpose of apologetics, not only is to have a defense for what we believe, you know, like, for example, if people ask you, why do you trust the Bible? Like, it's just a book. I think you should have a reason other than, oh, because I just do, or whenever I read it, it feels right. Like, okay, well, Mormons say the same thing. They both can't be true. Does that, you know? So in that, I think it's just good to understand, you know, you don't have to be a scholar, you don't have to be, you know, don't have to go to Bible school or seminary or be a pastor, but I think these are just, I mean, these are questions our own children are going to ask, our friends, our family. It's not, you know, it's not about if you're being asked, it's when you're going to be asked, especially with just the uprise and people, you know, purposely deconstructing. It's, you know, it's either leading to a faith that doesn't look historically orthodox, or they walk away altogether. And as someone who, I almost walked away from my faith, I didn't even know what deconstruction was, but I went through it, you know, 6 years ago. I didn't know that that was a thing. You know, I didn't even know YouTube was used as a tool. I didn't know, I literally went through this whole thing like by myself alone, didn't talk to anybody. So I understand, you know, the wrestle and the dark night of the soul and the feeling like you've been lied to with certain things, and, digging into things for yourself and just having different perspectives. It can be very, very, very overwhelming. So as a Christian, I think we should, you know certain things. I think there are things that can be left up to mystery, and, you know, saying I don't know is a beautiful thing to say. Or, you know, can I get back to you on that? And then it allows you to do some digging and some research, and it's awesome, because being a disciple is studying. And I've been having this talk a lot lately with just different people, but like, Christianity is not self-help, and it's not just pure application. It should be study. You know, look, like, we need to love the Lord with everything, including our mind. and that's our intellect, you know? And it's good to, like, that's part of being a disciple, is studying. Like, Bible study is hard. It's work. It's time. It's all these different things. So in Mama Bear Apologetics, Hillary Ferrer talks about gathering resources. And I think what that looks like is good books on different topics, gathering different, you know, YouTube channels that speak specifically to certain worldviews or issues. And also, like, why are you doing it? So I think it's, what book is it by J.I. Packer? I think it's Knowing God. At the first chapter, he talks about, like, the purpose of theological knowledge. Like, Paul warns us against, you know, not having knowledge just to puff ourselves up. It's to, we should have this knowledge and be more humble as we grow in theological knowledge. And that should be the case, that we just become more humble and we have a servant's heart. And so when we are learning these things, like, you know, how can we have this understanding and knowledge and, you know, different views on things theologically or whatever? And how does this help us love our neighbor well? Because what I have found in my own past is, like, for many, many years, is, like, people don't want to be seen as a project. They don't want to be treated like they're, I don't want to use the word wrong, which, if you do believe in objective truth, you know, someone who's a naturalist, I mean, obviously, as a theist, you think they're wrong, but, like, approaching someone of, like, I'm right and you're wrong, like, that's rooted in pride. And I think, you know, people don't want to be treated like that. Think about you. Do you want to be treated like that when an unbeliever or a New Ager or a witch or whoever, or a family member, like, on any topic, do you like being told that immediately you're wrong? Like, no, I want to love my neighbor well. And part of loving my neighbor is I want to be loved and treated. I believe, like, one of my biggest things that upsets me is, like, people who are not believers or whatever, even if it's a different theological persuasion or view, like, they, most of the time, and I believe the church at large, big C, we have been horrible at setting the example of trying to really understand where people are coming from so we can truly discuss peacefully. And I don't know about you, but, like, when someone actually hears me out and they're not trying to convince me or rush me, like, it's just a genuine, you know, real conversation, I take that as I'm being seen, I'm being heard, I'm being respected, and I'm being loved. Like, and that is what we need to be doing with our disagreeing, disbelieving, neighbors. I think we can stand very firm on the essentials and what's important and not compromise by, you know, mutually tolerating and loving other people. You know, there's beauty in disagreeing, or there can be. And the, you know, the art of disagreeing, the art of conversation. It's like, we don't know how to do these things anymore. And especially with the rise of, like, oops, sorry, that's our school alarm. I'm trying to do laundry so we can do our lessons and go run some errands. Anyway, because we're going to go to the park today and ride bikes on our trail. If you follow me on Instagram, I do stories on how awesome this park is right by our house. Anyway, you know, like, it really should be a tactic to love those around us, whether in the church or outside of the church. You know, just, like, not arguing, but listening, like, discussing. It's an awesome thing. Like, there's a place for disagreeing. There's a place for, I wouldn't say there's a place for arguing. I mean, maybe, like, in a debate, maybe, like, that kind of setting. But anyway, That's my whole thing with apologetics is like it helps our motherhood, it helps us love well. Because in our apologetic, like, are we being kind? Are we being patient? Are we being, self-seeking, meaning like they need to see it our way or how, you know what I mean? Or like how are we practicing 1 Corinthians chapter 13 when we're doing apologetics? Like that is my foundation. It used to not be. My knowledge used to puff me up. I used to see every single person as a project, to be corrected or changed or converted. Not that that's not okay, but for me, it was very much rooted in pride and knowledge puffed me up. And I would say the last, 3 years, that's really, really changed, and the Lord's convicted me, and I'm seeing where the church is lacking in that. And so that's my passion for apologetics, is just using it practically for not only our own walk, but also for, our kids can ask tough questions, our spouse, our friends, people we go to church with, people that we don't know or don't go to church with. I can use this as an example, and this may make some people mad, and I'm okay with it. If you have a disagreeing view on this theologically, I would love to hear it. Like, once again, I'm a real person and I would love to talk to you. So my husband likes whiskey, so for his birthday, I was shopping for like a historical, because I'm a history nerd. My dream is to be a historical theologian, okay? Anybody who knows me. So you're laughing because I'm looking for like a history of a whiskey and anyway. So at the store I was at, I found it, and the lady that I was actually talking to is a rec was a recovering alcoholic, and it was just we had this awesome biblical theological talk about alcohol and this and that, and it was so encouraging. It was awesome. And as I'm at the store, this man that was checking me out, he had heard our conversation, and he was asking about gender and about how his daughter, that he d is not in relationship with, is struggling with that, and or is in a estranged relationship with. And I mentioned that a lot of this has to do with hating our body. And so me and him got in a whole talk about it, and I recommended Love Thy Body by Nancy Piercy. And on the spot, y'all, like, he pulled up his phone, went to Amazon, and bought it. And I told him, she's got interviews on YouTube, like, and he told me, I'm not a Christian, blah, 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 blah. And I said, I understand that, but would you be willing to hear the Christian perspective out on this issue? And maybe it could, maybe hearing a different perspective could help you conversate with your daughter. And he was like, yeah, at this point. And he had like tears and like whelping tears. And he's like, I'm desperate at this point because I don't know what to do. And I said, okay. And, and we just had a really good talk about it. So it's like, that's loving our neighbor, willing to talk about uncomfortable things and being honest. And it was just really neat. I wasn't trying to convert him, I wasn't arguing with him. I was just presenting my perspective and my understanding and my biblical theological stance on it. And we just had a discussion. Like, that is apologetics, guys. That apologetics to me is pre-evangelism. And if you take the SES, Southern Evangelical Seminary, has a program for biblical studies and apologetics that is free at SES Academy. And Norm Geisler talks about how apologetics is pre-evangelism. And I heard that this last summer, and the more I'm like, that is so true. Like, all these interactions I've had in the past, or I'm continuing to have, like, that is proved to be oh so true. And I am like, I didn't preach the gospel to this guy. We were just discussing like a problem that he's going through in his life, and I just offered a different perspective and a different take. And he's hopefully he reads that book and he just understands, how in my view, in my perspective, I believe that this offers hope and this can lead people to the gospel, especially reading Nancy Piercy's book. So anyway, I really do believe apologetics is a beautiful tool that not enough people are utilizing in just daily life. And so anyway, gather resources, YouTube channels, depends on what you're looking for. So if you're looking for new agey stuff, that would be like Stephen Bancars, Melissa Doherty, Doreen Virtue. If you're looking for like atheist stuff, I think that would be Sean McDowell, Capturing Christianity. If you're looking for just like mom stuff, that would be Mama Bear Apologetics, Natasha Crane. Who else? I'm just trying to spit stuff off the top of my head. If you're looking for theology stuff that gets you outside with like different perspectives and everything, I also think Capturing Christianity is good at that. Definitely Remnant Radio. And Mike Winger. Mike Winger is really good at like theology, stuff and different perspectives and understanding things. But yeah, so just gather resources. Don't be afraid to dive into a topic. Like me and my husband, we're diving into this the topic theologically of hell, because that's something we haven't really like thought about. We haven't really dug into different theological understandings or views or things like that. We're listening to debates, we're reading commentaries, we're hearing both sides, and I love doing it. It's fun, but it shouldn't be like rocking your faith, if anything, it should be bringing you more clarity and confidence. So anyway, go if this was too long for you, or if you know someone who doesn't like podcasts or doesn't listen to them, but they listen to the YouTubes, send them my YouTube video. It's pretty much the same information. And reach out to me. Let's continue the conversation. How have you viewed apologetics? Is it something that sounds intimidating? Do you think it's pointless? Do you think it's worth it? Do you think it's helpful? Has it helped you? Have you seen how it's helped other people? Anyway, I'm gonna go do the rest of my day, and I will talk to y'all later. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review. Go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.